If you listen to 2SER on a Sunday, you'll know that there are three incredibly good programs that you can listen to, all encouraging you to think. Now, we'd like to highlight some of the great stories that come out of them today. I am speaking to Josh Nicholas from Think Digital Futures. A very good morning to you.
Good morning, Nick.
Now, what are we chatting about?
So, we're chatting about a bit of a heavy subject today.
That's great. Yeah, I do love a good heavy subject.
Right early in the morning. So, it's about, I guess, people who commit domestic violence using technology.
This is very serious.
Yeah, so much of my show, if you listen to my show, so much of my show is about how technology is empowering, how we can use, you know, new forms of design and all these kinds of things. It's now in our pocket. But we also have a surveillance device in our pocket.
Yes.
And we normally think of this in terms of, like, you know, Facebook and Google and Apple and whoever, but it can also be intimate partners, people we know and we trust. And that's really scary.
It is absolutely terrifying. It's funny you talk about it, because when we were doing Opal Week a few weeks ago, I was talking to some privacy and civil rights advocates, and they mentioned that anyone with your Opal card number can actually see where you've been, see your last 10 trips. I just thought that was a bit rude. And of course, every woman I spoke to about that said, oh my God, what about people trying to flee domestic violence?
Yeah, so that was a great segment that you had. But if you think about, just if you have an iPhone, your Apple ID, what I could do with your Apple ID, I can track you with Find My Mac. I can track you, like, down to the meter where you are. I can look at your messages as you're sending and receiving them. I can look at your call logs. The amount of stuff you can do just from the inbuilt functions in your phone is crazy.
This is horrific. And of course, it's nothing new. I mean, we've had things like keyloggers where people could actually, you know, just see everything you typed. But this is very different. This is far more invasive because this is with you everywhere.
Yeah. And some of the recent things. So that's scary in itself. But now people are building surveillance apps, surveillance functions onto our phones. So a lot of these are designed for, like, ostensibly for parents to track their kids. But, like, as I was talking to a lady at Legal Aid, Alex Davis, who's a solicitor, some of the examples she were giving me was just horrendous.
Okay. Let's have a little listen to this right now.
So I had a client the other week, and she showed me her phone, and she had photos that she'd taken personally, and then her ex-partner had sent them back to her. So she'd never sent them to him. They'd been personal private photos of her and a new partner, and then he'd been using those to send to her for blackmail and also to intimidate her. So the only way he could have really accessed those is through one of these sorts of apps.
What an awful story.
And it's really just the tip of the iceberg. Another one of the stories she told me was a client who'd actually left the country. She was so scared of her partner. And she was doing yoga on the side of, you know, on a beach somewhere in another country, and he tracked her to that beach. It's absolutely insane.
Oh my God. And do we know what people can be doing about this? I mean, there can't be a lot of protections in place. We're talking about new technologies we've barely got a handle on.
Well, this is the thing. When I was talking to some of the lawyers, and I talked to a couple of lawyers, and they were saying, you know, interception devices are already illegal. Surveillance is already illegal. So much of the stuff these things can do is already illegal, and I can't quite figure out how it's still happening.
Because people, you know, I think the problem is when we look at intimate partner violence, domestic violence, the law has been so slow to keep up with this. And it's always a bit tricky as well. Like, there's not a lot of protections for the people, for the victims, I think, not nearly as much as there should be.
And the other thing about it, so if we say, okay, the law is slow, you could do something yourself. The problem is, so I talked to a couple of cybersecurity experts as well, and the answers they were giving me was, like, you know, don't let your phone out of your sight. And, like, all these things, which is fair enough, those are the things they say, but that doesn't work against an intimate partner. Like, am I meant to take my phone in with me into the shower?
Exactly.
It doesn't work.
It doesn't work. And again, it's the onus on the victim. Yeah. You should have prevented this somehow. That's not okay.
Yeah. There's really no answers yet that I can find. But there is a bit of a light, because there are a bunch of domestic violence centres around Australia who are kind of fighting back with their own apps, their own things. So there's a great website, smartsafe.org.au, run by a centre in Victoria, and they have also created an app called SmartSafe, which is kind of for victims to document what's happening. So that, and it guides them through everything they would need to then just go to the police and give the police their phone, and they would have everything.
Absolutely everything.
Basically,
finally,
everything they would need. So this is Emily Maguire, who's the CEO, and she sort of orchestrated the app.
So the evidence that women need are, you know, what the event was, whether they sought, whether they reported to police, whether they went to a medical professional, whether there were children involved, what the children heard and saw. So there's a whole lot of bits and pieces that the app asks women to complete to gather evidence. Mm-hmm. But what the app also lets them do is record a voice memo. It allows them to take photos and to upload videos. And all of this information is saved off device on the cloud. So for your phone can't be hacked by your partner. If your phone does get hacked by your partner, he's not going to be able to have access to your data because it's safely saved on the cloud.
What an incredible tool, considering the legal hoops that women are expected to jump through at times.
So this is a bit of a special app. You can't just go and download it on the App Store. You have to go to one of their partners because they don't want... So a lot of the functions she would not tell me about.
Good.
Because they don't want people to know what it can do.
Good.
So you have to go to them and they will basically give you the link to download it. But some of the ones that are freely available, there's a brilliant one which I downloaded actually called iMatter, which is aimed at teenagers. It's aimed at before the violence starts. And it's got quizzes and it's got all of these things built into it to kind of teach you the warning signs and how to like structure a relationship so you never get into the situation to begin with.
Incredible.
So there's some really horrific stuff, but some amazing stuff out there.
And some good fight back. It sounds like an incredible story. Where can people hear the whole thing?
So you can listen to the show on Sunday mornings at 10:30. Otherwise, you can search for Think Digital Futures on basically anywhere you can get podcasts.
Thank you very much. We'll chat again soon.
See ya.